difficult is this been this week coming off performance against New Orleans?
That was a tough game, obviously. You know, we didn't play well defensively. And, you know, the guys, we had a really good practice yesterday. And, you know, it was really warm. And they came out and they fought through it. And, you know, good effort, energy and attitude. And today they did a good job also. So, you know, we bounced back from, you know, other games like that. You know, the Tennessee game, the New England game where we played well the next week. But, you know, I have total faith in our players coming out and playing with effort and energy.
Well, your veterans said that they were doing football 101 stuff wrong on Sunday. Did you see kind of the mistakes that shouldn't be happening in terms of lining up?
Well, yeah, and you know, we've all been around it a long time, and sometimes even the really, really good teams, sometimes you have games that, you know, that just happens. And we did make some mistakes that, you know, we hadn't made in the past, you know, so, but hopefully the guys will grow from it. We'll get better and we'll move on.
Do you like Nick and D-Mac both getting some nickel time this week? Is that how they're working in practice?
Go ahead, Ryan, and talk to Gus about that. You know, the personnel, I'd rather he, you know, talk about that. I'll talk about their performances or whatever,
D-Mac hadn't played in a while, then he came in the second half. Did he equate himself well?
They both could have made – everybody took turns at not making plays when they had a chance. But, you know, there were some situations, both of them, where they made plays and some opportunities they had where they didn't make plays. So, you know, and that happened to everybody on the defense. So,
communication issues still happening every week. Do you hope you would be beyond that at this point, or would they be fewer than they have been, I guess?
Well, you're talking about the fourth and five?
Yeah, just in general. I mean,
yeah, you know.
It's not come together as quickly as he thought it would communication-wise.
Yeah, I mean, the communication right now, we should be by that, you know, to have communications problems right now. I mean, that's a problem that I take full responsibility for. As a coordinator, I need to make sure that we have the proper language, the proper channels to do it, and that everybody's doing it. You know, so any communication at any time that breaks down is a bad thing. When everybody's not on the same page, that's when you don't play as a unit, and that's when big plays happen. So that, you know, Rocket's bad. You know, and I take full responsibility for that.
Seasons of 4-12, 3-13, now 5-10. There's changes on the staff last year too. Do you expect to meet with Gus on Monday to find out if that includes you or and your future here?
No, I have not. I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, I'm just looking forward to the game this weekend and getting prepared.
Do you feel like you can turn this around? That you have the answers that with an off season of personnel changes, you can get this to where it needs to be on defense?
Yeah, I believe that we can, you know, along with the rest of the staff and Coach Bradley. But, you know, looking forward to the opportunity.
Hopkins got you a couple times last time out. So the adjustment for House now, big game for House, right? Does he look at it that way, you think?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're a competitor, you need to make sure that you go out. If things didn't go well, you know, he had some really good plays in the last game, but at the fourth quarter, Hopkins made a couple really nice plays. So I know that he's looking forward to it.